I am Anthony Missionary Thomas, and this is the Monday Night Mish Recap. Before we go head first into Monday Night Raw, I'd like to address the train wreck that happened behind the curtain involving Sasha Banks, who effectively held up WWE because she felt she should have won her match scheduled for Raw. If the Disney princess is so unhappy, then turf her and her shit into a hefty bag and let's see how far she gets with that kind of attitude anywhere else. You know, Joe is gonna have some tea to spill on Thursday about this dork. Raw is live and loud from the Scope Arena at Norfolk, VA, as we set right up into a recap showcasing the Lashley v. Omos feud before panning to the announcers and highlighting the steel cage. Omos and MVP out first, and MVP goes right into attack mode and just starts pistol whipping Lashley over the mic. Crowd gets hot, and Lashley comes out to fuel the flames. Schmeagle jumps Lashley from the back, and Omos and MVP join in the prison beatdown. Zebras come out, and Bobby dodges the shower soap scene by getting in the ring. Now it's time to pay some bills. Miz and Miss Spot airs, double episode season kicker on June 6th. Can't wait. Omos and Bobby are both in the ring. Great to see Omos using less tactics tonight and just using big guy attacks. Not much sugarcoating, just overpowering feats of strength and a lot of hammers, chokes, drops, and kicks. MVP is just dastardly as ever and really gets good reactions from the crowd. I just want an MVP wrestling buddy so I can punch it in the face. Bobo hits a massive spear on Omos, and the crowd is actually on their feet. Lashley goes full savage on Omos. Schmeagle climbs up from the outside to meet Lashley on the cage, but gets tossed off the top for his trouble. Omos recovers by this point and ends up just ragdolling Lashley before
Omos is through the almighty, through the unforgiving steel cage.
I just love the look of shock on Omos's face that says, "Now what the fuck do I do?" While Bobby's foot touches the floor like he's testing bathwater. Bobby gets the win and the crowd thanks him for it. Praise be to Sky Genie for this amazing opener. We get some chatter from the announcers and go into recap of Ali and Tommy from last week. Just Theory goes down to the ring. We go to a commercial. Ali in the ring and Theory heals it up by getting Miz as a special guest ref and Veer to take his place tonight. Veer marches down and Ali is overheard whispering a prayer. Veer starts the ass whooping and the ensue. Theory trips Ali, Miz doesn't see it, and after a brief hiccup of offense from Ali, Veer locks on the cervix clutch and puts this one to bed. Post-match humiliation, and all four take a selfie together. Ray and Big Ray return to jog to the ring. After doing some Ray things to Veer, we go to the back with Johnny Rotten and Adam Pearce in mid-argument, before it's time for an ad break. Crowd shots, and we go into the recap of Becky and Asuka. Bex and Adam West discuss the Sasha situation, and Adam reworks the main event. SmackDown recap of RK-Bro and Bloodline from Friday, and Riddle scooters down to the ring before we go to NXT hype ads and a preview of Firestarter. Xia Li and Tamina do a quick AAPI ad. Neat. Usos in the ring, Jimmy V Bro starts. This is an even matchup, and it spills to the outside. Jay takes a toe to the grill, and Jimmy lands a European bitch slap on Riddle before doing the outside dive. Off to mid-match break. Back in, Riddle and Uso number 2 continue this tug of war, and the announcers explain that
Brady
had family stuff tonight. Jimmy does a splash onto Bro's knees, and Jay gets caught cheating during Jimmy's fruit roll-up and gets tossed out like the last pay pig in a Twitch chat room. Quick cradle for 3, and Riddle steals. Uso's left in the ring all pissy-faced, and the crowd reacts strongly to the
Bro.
Recap of Oblivious getting her stool pushed in by Ripley, and Liv starts yammering into the stick before Latin Billy and Chuck snake up to try to kiss Liv. AJ and Finn shoo them off before offering Liv a spot in the new and improved
Bullet Club. Four.
Shot of Judgment Day, and it's off to sell some hot wings. Return to Judgment Day cutting the business. They resemble the vampire clan Ventru more than a wrestling stable. Congrats to Wardrobe for making Ripley look more sinister rather than Hot Topic. Damian was born to play lead henchman. Edge sits on his throne looking extra veiny and crazy-eyed tonight and pushes the movement. Double entendre, beware. Edge is really selling the extended warranty hard and punctuates the whole segment by dropping his ring on the scales. Nice touch. Liv comes out clapping for herself, Balor and AJ follow to the ring. Highlight of WWE's partnership with the Special Olympics, and it's time for some ads. Wet and Dry Lotharios come out and kiss a plant. Match starts with AJ versus Humberto, and this dance moves fast. Finn and AJ work really well together and amplify Humberto and Angel to a solid performance. Tandem action to the outside of the ring, and we got a fried chicken and Butterfinger break. Back. AJ's getting pummeled center ring and makes his way to Finn for the hot tag. Finn gets dominant until he doesn't. Finn and AJ eventually take control, and Balor gets the three after landing the coup de grace on Dry. Liverwurst celebrates like she's done something and makes her decision to join Bullet Club by giving the boys the
two sweet.
That's right, Liv is now part of Bullet Club. Owens isn't back, losing all of his shit, no! As Alpha Academy botches Ezekiel's DNA results. Gable shushes Owens and vows to beat the answers out of Elias tonight. Sonya recap from last week, we set up for the Sonya Bliss rematch. Bliss comes out first to her new rocker girl theme, and we get a WWE house show schedule before on to break. Sonya v. Bliss in the ring, and Sonya has really adopted the brooding character. The match itself is not impressing this audience. Nothing particularly bad about it, but the crowd is probably still pretty confused about Bliss's change. Sonya gets caught attempting to cheat after a failed pin. Bliss takes the match with the DDT, and after the match, Sonya slaps the ref before exiting. Quick side note, Eddie Oregano was on fire tonight. Cody recap v. Seth, and the weird Cody clock ticks down to Cody's entrance. WWE hype for NXT plays, and we're off to the commercials. Cody starts running down Seth, and everyone takes a trip down Sethery Lane. Cody makes the challenge for round three to take place at Hell in a Cell. Seth on screen accepts. We go to Asuka in the back, who once again cuts a crying promo on Becky. Her speaking portion is much more fluid than last week, so who knows? Maybe someone else noticed. Alpha Academy and Owens come out, hype for the RKO Bro versus Uso on SmackDown. We go to guess what Shaq is selling this week. Turns out it's printers. A spicy Hell in a Cell splash showcasing Cody and Seth, complete with demon eyes and all. Owens is on commentary and genuinely makes me laugh by calling Byron, Mike Rome, and Jason in production all liars. Gable and Zeke in the ring back and forth, chaining submissions. Owens is putting in work selling this story on the mic.
That's not the right name!
Zeke pulled to the outside and throats Gable using the ring edge while chanting
"Hey!"
The crowd is still on their hands though for this one. Otis blasts Z to get a reaction. We go to a Reese's break with Zeke laid out. Gable is in control with the holds. More back and forth, and Gable gets his cradle pin reversed, and Ezekiel gets the W and heel toes it to the back. Polite applause from the crowd. Man, I miss Omos versus Lashley already. Tamina and Truth hunt down Tozawa, who's hiding in the trash can, in order to serve him divorce papers.
Catch a Tozawa. You gotta think like a Tozawa.
Tozawa runs off to chase Tamina, and Dana comes out to thank Truth for serving Reggie. Truth wants his belt back. Dana runs off and into Carmelo. Dana takes a verbal shot at James Ellsworth before telling everyone that Corey has a tiny dick. Mella gets mad and makes a deal with the Truth to get the belt for him if he sets up Dana. Lacey Evans comes out, and we got more bills to pay. Lacey drops some knowledge and gives a lot of love to the military. It's nice to see that she's at least sticking with the Peggy Carter gimmick for now. She still has heel cadence in her voice, but I think that can be fixed. Crowd is a bit lukewarm at best, but my concern is she needs a strong first opponent. Though I do see something else, a potential heel that could be based off of an evil Captain America? Haven't seen that story told since Sergeant Slaughter joined General Adnan. Recap of Bro and Oos earlier, and Riddle cuts a promo about
Spookin'
the ganja. Bianca comes out, and we go sell some ads. After extended entrances, Asuka and Becky in the ring, and then out of the ring. Becky flexes Asuka into the barricade, final commercial spot of the night. Becky throats Asuka off the top rope. Beck goes on to start shit with Bianca, who's just sitting around doing nothing. After some yakety, Beck tosses Asuka into Bianca and gets in the ring. Ref is distracted by Bianca, who wants to open a can of whoop-ass, while Becky grabs Asuka's umbrella, but gets Muta Mist to the face before she can use it. Asuka pins, ref counts, and that's your Monday Night Mish recap. I'm sorry. Make sure to tune into Wrestling Soup on Wednesday with Kevin Castle, and on Thursdays with Joey Numbers. Join the Patreon at at patreon.com/wrestlingsoup. Subscribe to the shows on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeart, and Spreaker. Wrestling Soup, motherfuckers.